Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. This is Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I'm Andy White, and I'm joined by...
Felice Ayling.
And by...
Calvin Newman. I am here, and he's remembered me today.
Even though he's sitting in front of me, I how could I forget, Calvin? Today we're talking about choosing SEO, are we not, Felice?
We are, yes. I think we... Just from some discussions recently, and we've been seeing sort of quite a few articles coming through about, you know, what constitutes a good SEO agency. We had a little bit of feedback from one of our clients, some very lovely feedback, saying apparently he sort of sat down and read through all of the what to avoid, and we weren't doing any of it. But I thought actually there's probably a lot of companies out there that don't know the difference. You know, I think if an agency comes to them and promises them, you know, that their dream to be number one or on a first page of Google we'll get them how many links. You know, how do companies know how to weed out the ones that are going to deliver short-term results as opposed to the ones that are actually going to deliver what they need? I just thought we'd have a bit of a discussion today and sort of give people some advice and maybe some questions to ask an SEO agency and just some things to think about.
No, I think it's a common question that gets asked, isn't it, where it's kind of, I know that I perhaps understand enough about SEO to maybe do some of the work myself, but actually I'm a business owner and I need to concentrate on doing what it is my business does rather than perhaps just concentrating on the marketing thereof. And I suppose the first question to ask really, isn't it, is it, there's, I suppose, three options in most cases for how you solve an SEO problem. One is you kind of do it yourself, whether that's you individually or you hire someone in-house. There's you go to a third party, and then there's, I suppose, two options within that where you kind of go to a freelancer or indeed go to an agency, and there's kind of similarities there. And I think that's the first question people need to ask themselves, isn't it, in terms of which of those three options are the best for them. And there's pros and cons to each, isn't there?
Does it depend on the size of the company as well that needs SEO services, do you think?
The scale of the problem is one part of the question, isn't it?
it depends where they're currently at. And I think it's about understanding, you know, which area they should be focusing on, and to understand what their long-term objectives are. So, you know, to come in I think a lot of people don't understand what SEO is actually about, what it can achieve for them, but also how to get to the end goal. So, you know, for most companies, it's about conversions, you know, sales. They want to make more money. or they just want to get to know their audience a little bit better and, you know, to be appearing in journals or, you know, sort of media, the industry media. And I think we've had clients in the past that have just come in and said they want to rank number one, but a very, very short tail keyword that's extremely competitive. And that's their end goal. And I think the assumption is that if they're ranking number one, then they will get more customers and they'll get more sales. Whereas in fact, the chances are they're going to spend a lot of money trying to get that top position. And their conversion rates aren't actually going to go up because there's too many people that aren't actually interested in what they're doing.
I think one of the key things you need to be trying to do is to start off to have a clear objective of why, you know, an ideally numerical objective for what is success and what's failure in a campaign. And I think there's an interesting discussion about should agencies or should freelancers or should in-house people commit to, oh, I will definitely achieve this goal or not. But I think that's a starting point. If you're looking to spend money on SEO, whether it's money being time of yours or time of someone else, you need to know that the cost of that has to be a reward of it, right? So a good way to start is to kind of go, okay, well, if I've got a, say you've got a 10K budget for SEO or a 50K budget for SEO. Say it's 50K. You then go, okay, well, if I've got 50K to spend on SEO, I know that I need to make 50K's worth of additional profit, right? Additional profit that wouldn't have happened. It's got to be incremental because, you know, the what I would have got anyway if I'd done nothing, you need to exclude that from the equation there as well.
Yeah.
And you also then need to work back, well, you've got to bear in mind your margin as well. So actually, it's not just 50K of extra sales, it's 50K of profit in additional sales as well. So that number then might well be quite a lot higher. Say you're making, I don't know, 25% margin. You then got to go, okay, well, 50K, I've got to be doing 200K's worth of revenue then, of additional revenue then to work back from that. And not every SEO agency, and it's not always sensible to say, oh, I would definitely get you 200K of additional revenue. But I think you do need to go before you do any kind of campaign is to know if I am going to be spending X, I need to make Y more or else I'm better off or not worse off. And I think saying I just want to get to number one doesn't necessarily help you answer that question because, you know, the worst campaigns I've been on is where everyone thinks you're doing a good job. You know, the client, yourself, everyone working on the campaign, but actually gets 12 months down the line and it's not really made the impact on the bottom line that it needs to. And that's the worst case scenario because everyone thinks they've done a good job and they haven't. That's terrible. You don't mind when people, you know, there will be people you'll work with, there will be campaigns that work on that aren't always successful. That's the case. Some will, you know, it's a distribution. Some will be really successful, some will be less successful, and most are kind of cluster somewhere in the middle. But if you don't know what that success looks like or what that success has to look like, you're always setting a very tricky challenge for yourself.
Yeah. You know, I think that's probably the first sign that you're talking to a decent SEO agency, and that's that they are asking you those questions.
Yeah.
I think if, you know, I think if the first thing they start talking about is keywords and how much it's going to cost and PPC and that kind of stuff before they've really sat down and shown you that they understand your business and they've gotten out of you what success is actually going to look like for you, then, you know, there's no way they can achieve that.
Yeah. There are a lot of good agencies out there, good freelancers out there. There are a lot of good in-house people out there. And I think so much of it is about relationships and understanding that actually shared understanding, shared appreciation of what your how your company works and how you're different and what your customers and how they're different from people who choose other competitors of yours. I think is actually, to a certain extent, more important than necessarily their ability to do SEO. You've got to be able to do it because, you know, it matters. But actually, in many cases, you know, I could reel off, 100 really good SEO agencies here in the UK. You know, take that around the world, there's thousands of good SEO agencies.
Yeah.
But actually, the ones that are most successful is where there's a good match between what the client is looking for and what those individuals who are within that organisation are able to do.
Kelvin, you mentioned a few minutes ago about sort of, you know, margins and costs and things. What about time lag? What is a realistic time lag? 'Cause you know, you invest in something and there's normally a bit of a lag before the benefit starts coming back.
Well, there's certainly kind of an expectation that SEO results can take a period of time to take effect. And it is one of those ones where often you are investing upfront for a longer term benefit. And I think that, you know, it can vary and it will depend on how much you're spending. You know, so if you're kind of saying in our 50K budget that might have lasted you 6 months, if you're doing, you know, it evenly spread over 6 months, that would potentially give you a different outcome to if you spent 50 of it in the first month and then didn't do anything for 5 months versus, you know, so there's a kind of, even within the same work being done with the same budget for the same campaign, you can get quite different outputs there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you would, what I often say, and I don't know if this is different to kind of how Felice would handle it, but I think if you're not seeing the needle moving after 3 months, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Now, whether you're going to be able to get to where you want to is a different question. But if there's not moving after 3 months, there's certainly a question there about impact.
Yeah, as to whether it's effective or not. But I think also, you know, going beyond the back end, the technical SEO stuff that I think a lot of the perhaps lower quality agencies, you know, still focus on. You know, it's all about what's happening, you know, with your meta descriptions and what's happening with your backlinks. And, you know, and I think any strategy that just focuses on that, again, isn't going to really get you where you want to be. I think, you know, you need an agency that looks across all of your...
A holistic approach.
Yeah, you know, looking at things like usability, you know, what's the customer experience? If we're driving traffic to your site, does the site work? You know, is there any points where you're losing customers and they're dropping off? There's nothing to do with, you know, the technical SEO side of things. And it's about how, you know, how those things all work together. Not necessarily delivering on them, but being able to make recommendations around, you know, whether the content's, you know, where it needs to be and saying what it needs to say. You know, so I think, you know, we've seen it in the past, we've, you know, driven a lot of traffic to a site, but the conversion rate's not gone up. Because, you know, when they get there, ultimately it's not, you know, it's not up to scratch, and it's driving people away. So I think, you know, going beyond all of the technical recommendations, you know, obviously they're all important, but it's understanding the weight of them along, you know, across all of the different channels and activities. You know, when you just, that's how you decide where the budget goes and when the time's allocated to each one, and how all of those things work together, and joining them up with things like your email marketing, your e-commerce strategy, your offline activities. You know, and I think that's where the benefit comes, especially with, you know, larger clients. But I think with, especially with the smaller ones, it can be tempting just to, you know, go with an agency that you, you know, you pay a set amount of money for, you get a set number of links back to your site, you're told that that's going to help X, Y, and Z. And, you know, how do you know, you know, if you're a small company, you're not that experienced, how do you know whether that's actually, you know, good for your site, or whether it's going to bring short-term results and you're going to have, you know, in 12 months time, a real headache trying to get rid of them all.
It does feel very much like when you take your car to the garage and you say to the garage, can you tune my car up for me? And it sounds like the holistic approach is, yes, we'll look at the oil, you know, we'll look at the ignition system, we'll change the spark plugs, we'll do this and all lots of different things. So the end result is a nice, smooth running engine. It sounds like an SEO agency needs to be taking a similar sort of approach, not changing the oil in your website, but literally you know, doing lots of little tweaks just to tune the whole thing up.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think, if I had to say that there's one thing that you can determine the difference between a good agency and a bad agency, and this I think goes for all digital marketing and all kinds of marketing, is if when you start that conversation and say, okay, I want to buy from, you know, I'm interested in your services, and what they send back is a menu that's kind of, here are five options, choose which five, depending on how much you've got to spend. That's always, you know, potentially a warning sign. What's best is where actually they come back and they've got a lot of questions. And a lot of those questions are like some of the things we've just been alluding to there. And you might not have answers to all of them. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But that kind of, you know, the real important bit is that understanding of what it is you're doing, and an understanding of what it is you're trying to achieve. And then perhaps afterwards, in an ideal world, you know, the SEO campaign would be incredibly well integrated with everything else you're doing and really closely tied together. But often that's not the case. But the better that attempt is to for that understanding up front, the greater the likelihood is that everything that the SEO campaign is going to be doing is connected, or at least done with an appreciation of everything else that you're doing. And that's kind of, you know, the way it needs to be headed. And actually, in a lot of cases now, what you might find is, for a small campaign or even big campaigns, the SEO is kind of a perspective or an advocate of how you're, you know, an influence on your marketing in general. So perhaps rather than in the past being, okay, SEO agency, go off and do your 100 hours of work a month or whatever it is, it's now perhaps a kind of, okay, SEO agency, here's what we're working on, what can you help us with, and what do you think that these other projects that other people are working on, how can you help them do that in a way that's going to have the best impact for our search campaign?
Yeah, we've touched on obviously quite a few things to think about when selecting an SEO agency, or, you know, in fact, whether you decide to do it in-house. So that obviously we want to give you the best resource possible. We're going to be writing a blog post on the Site Visibility website, which gives you some hints and tips, what to look out for, what to avoid, and maybe the top five questions that you should be asking any SEO agency you're thinking of bringing in. So we'll make sure that link goes in the description for the podcast. And I think that's it from me.
Fantastic. So we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for listening, people. You can find the podcast on the web at sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. And don't forget, please send us emails. They need to go to podcast@sitevisibility.com. The telephone number, if you want to leave a telephone message, is +44 1273 256 150. And please feel free to leave comments and ratings on iTunes. So it's goodbye from me, Andy White. It's goodbye from...
Felice Ayling.
And from...
Kelvin, bye-bye.
I thought you were going to do one of your high goodbyes then.
Oh, well, Kelvin. I don't know, a high goodbye from us. I've been a bit weird to say my name. So, bye-bye, everybody.
Until next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.